When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I'd spent my entire life in the embrace of Yosemite National Park. Its towering sequoias whispered ancient secrets to me in the rustling leaves, and its meandering rivers sang sweet, unchanting lullabies. As a child, I had explored every inch of its vast wilderness. As a ranger, I have devoted my now career to protecting it. The park had become a part of me, and I knew it better than anyone else. Or so I thought. On a cool summer morning, I began my patrol with a steaming cup of coffee in hand. The sun had barely cracked the horizon, casting a warm glow over the dew-kissed meadow. The usual chorus of early birds serenaded me as I stepped into the quiet vastness. My boots crunched the gravel path, echoing through the stillness. The air was crisp and clean, a stark contrast to the stale office air of the city folks who visited. I took a deep breath, savoring the scent of pine and earth. My routine was sacred, a dance of sorts with a rhythm of the park. I checked the trail markers, ensuring they were all in place and visible. I greeted a few early risers with a nod and a smile, noticing a young couple setting up camp. They were eager, their excitement palpable as they unfurled their tent and laid out their sleeping bags. I offered them a few words of advice, a gentle reminder to keep their food sealed tight to avoid unwanted animal visitors during the night. They nodded, absorbing my wisdom like sponges eager to soak up the wilderness. The silence was abruptly shattered by the sound that didn't belong. It was a low, guttural rumble, like distant thunder that seemed to resonate through the very ground beneath my feet. My smile faded and my eyes narrowed. I had heard plenty of strange noises in the park over the years, but this was different. It was primal, a declaration from something wild and unseen. I set my coffee down and unhooked the radio from my belt, my heart rate quickening. "Base, this is Ranger 32. I murmured into the receiver, my voice tight with unease. "I've got an unusual sound report coming from Sector 14. The static crackled in response, and a sleepy voice confirmed the message.
"Shh, copy, Ranger 32. Proceed with caution and keep us updated."
I took a step forward, the weight of my duty pressing down on me like the towering cliffs above. I knew I had to investigate, to ensure that the peace of the park remained unblemished. But as I ventured deeper into the woods, the whispers of the trees grew more urgent, and I couldn't shake the feeling that I was about to stumble upon a secret that had been hidden for a millennia. The rumble grew louder, a cacophony of power that seemed to vibrate through my very bones. My eyes darted to the canopy above, searching for signs of movement, but the leaves remained still, holding their breath just like me. And then, in a moment that seemed to stretch out into an eternity, I saw it. A flash of brown fur in the distance, disappearing into the shadows as quickly as it had appeared. The beast was real, and it was closer than I had could have ever imagined. My heart pounded in my chest like a drum, and I reached for my bear spray, the cold metal reassuring against my palm. But deep down, I knew it was no match for whatever creature was out there. The reports of hikers spotting something strange had been dismissed as tall tales, whispers around the campfire that grew more fantastical with every retelling. Yet here I was, living the legend, and I couldn't help but feel a strange thrill mingling with the fear. The trail grew steeper, the trees closer, and the underbrush thickened like a living barricade. Each step was a battle, the thorns and branches grabbing at my legs like desperate hands. But the sound grew closer, guiding me like a siren's call. And then, as the sun broke through the canopy in a dazzling display of light and color, I saw it in full. The creature was massive, easily twice the size of the largest grizzly I had ever encountered. Its fur was mottled with green and browns, blending seamlessly with the forest. The muscles beneath rippled like a river as it moved with surprising grace. Its eyes, deep and knowing, locked onto mine, and for a moment, time itself seemed to hold its breath. The beast took a step closer, and the earth trembled beneath its weight. The air grew thick with anticipation, and my hand hovered over the radio, poised to call for backup. But something held me back. Was it curiosity? Respect? Or was it the sudden understanding that this creature and I were both guardians of this ancient land, bound by a silent pact to protect it from harm? The beast let out a low growl, not of threat, but of acknowledgement. And with a powerful swing of its massive arms, it vanished into the dense foliage, leaving me alone with my racing thoughts. I knew that the world would never be the same after this encounter, that the whispers had become screams, and the park I loved so dearly would be forever changed. But for now, the secret remains ours. The trees whispered their thanks, the rivers sang their praise, and the earth trembled in the wake of its passing. And as the echo of its roars faded into the distance, I couldn't help but wonder what other secrets laid hidden in the heart of Yosemite, just waiting to be discovered by those brave enough to listen.
You know, it's funny how you remember in moments like those, the old man said, his voice as rough as the bark of the trees around us. He took a deep pull of the flask he had offered to share, and I could smell the whiskey, strong and sharp in the cool night air. What do you mean? I asked, leaning closer to the flickering campfire, eager for his story.
Well, for me, it was the quiet. The forest had gone all hush-hush. Not even the crickets were chirping, just the quiet.
He paused, his eyes drifting to the shadows beyond the firelight.
That's when I knew something wasn't right. You spend enough time out here, you get a feel for when the wildlife decides it's best to keep its distance.
The fire crackled, sending sparks spiraling into the night sky like tiny stars escaping a fiery embrace. He took another swig, the light playing off his lined, weathered, beaten face, and I could see the memories dancing behind his eyes.
It was back in 2020, during the worst of that darn virus mess. Everyone was hunkered down, scared of their own shadows. The parks were empty except for us rangers.
We had to keep patrolling, though. Nature doesn't take a holiday, you know? He chuckled, a sound devoid of humor. It was one of those nights cold and clear. The moon was a sliver, just enough to cast everything into that eerie half-light that makes you think you're seeing things. I nodded, picturing the scene. It was easy to imagine the isolation he had felt, the weight of the world pressing down on him. I was making my rounds, checking the trails, making sure nobody was out breaking curfew. He paused, his hand hovering over the flask. That's when I heard it. The silence thickened, and I felt the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. At first, I thought it was just the wind playing tricks, you know? But then I heard it again, a sound like nothing I had ever heard before. A growl, deep and rumbling, coming from the heart of the woods. His voice grew softer, almost a whisper. And that's when I saw the eyes. The fire crackled louder, as if it knew it had my full attention. They were yellow, like a wolf's, but high off the ground, and they were staring straight at me. His hand tightened around the flask, knuckles turning white. It was then that I knew I wasn't alone. The tension grew as the old man took a deep, shuddering breath. His story had just begun, but already I could feel the fear that had clung to him like a second skin all these years. It stepped out of the shadows, this creature. I've seen bears, wolves, you name it, in my time as a ranger, but nothing prepared me for what I saw that night. His eyes grew wide, as if the memory was playing out in front of him once more. It was massive, taller than any man, with fur the color of a midnight shadow. But its eyes, they were what haunted me. They had a sadness, a knowingness in them that didn't belong in a creature like that. My heart was racing as I leaned closer, not wanting to miss a single word. The Dogman, they call it. I didn't believe in such things, not until that night. It had claws like knives, and when it moved, it was like the forest itself was coming alive to claim me. His voice grew shakier, and he took a gulp from his flask. It lunged, and I barely had time to react. I fired my gun, not even sure what I was aiming at. The shot echoed through the trees, and for a second, I thought that I had missed, but the creature yelped, and it was enough to make it retreat. He paused, the whiskey warming his insides, or so he claimed. But I could see the tremble in his hand as he set the flask down. I thought that was it. I had survived, and it would just disappear back into the woods. But it didn't. It just kept watching me, its eyes never leaving mine, like it was assessing me. His gaze met mine, and I felt the weight of his unspoken terror. It was almost as if it knew what I had done, that I had heard it. The fire popped, sending a shower of sparks into the night, and we both jumped. He took a deep breath, his shoulders slumped over the weight of his memories. I managed to get back to my truck, drove out of there as fast as I could, but I knew that I couldn't tell anyone. They would think I was crazy or worse, that I had had a breakdown from being out here all alone. His eyes searched the darkness beyond the campfire, as if expecting the creature to appear at any moment. So I kept it to myself, but I knew that it was out there, watching. The fire had burned down to embers now, casting a dull red glow over the campsite. The old man's story had painted vivid images into my mind, and the silence felt heavier than ever. After that night, I couldn't go back into the woods. I had heard sounds that didn't belong, see shadows that moved just out of the corner of my eyes. And the dreams, he shuddered. The dreams of those eyes, so sad and knowing, they never stopped. We sat there for a while longer, the whiskey forgotten.
The night sounds of the forest had returned, but they didn't hold the same peacefulness they had before. Every rustle of leaves, every snap of a twig was a potential threat. "I retired shortly after," he said, his voice barely audible over the crackling embers. "Couldn't take it anymore. The woods had changed me. They weren't a place of peace anymore. They were a place of fear." The air grew colder, and I shivered, not from the chill, but from the story that he had shared. The old man's eyes were haunted, reflecting the fire's glow. It was clear that the encounter had left a deep scar on his soul, one that had no amount of time could ever heal. And as we sat there, the silence a stark reminder of the vast and unknowable wilderness surrounded us, I couldn't help but wonder if that dog man was still out there, watching, waiting, with those yellow eyes that had seen too much. The early morning air was crisp, carrying the faint scent of pine needles and dew-kissed leaves. The sun had barely peeked over the horizon, casting a warm glow across the deserted parking lot of Yosemite National Park. I yawned, stretching my arms as I climbed out of my dusty patrol truck. Another quiet day of routine checks and minor maintenance laid ahead, the kind that had filled my calendar for the last 7 years of my career. The chirping of birds was the only sound to break the silence as I locked the vehicle and adjusted the strap on my backpack. I took a deep breath, savoring the coolness that hinted at the coming of fall. My boots crunched against the gravel as I headed down the well-trodden path towards the ranger station, my thoughts wandering to the quiet moments I had cherished in the vast expanse of the forest. As the trees grew denser around me, my eyes scanned the underbrush for any signs of wildlife. My steps grew heavier as the day's responsibilities began to weigh in, a mental checklist forming in my head. Clear the trails, check in with the campers, and ensure the no fishing sign was still standing by the lake. It was a typical autumn day, the kind that blended into the fabric of my existence, each one much like the last. The rustling of leaves to my right snapped me from my musings. I paused, my hand resting on the pistol holstered at my side. The sound grew louder, more deliberate, as if something was approaching. I squinted into the shadows, my heart beating a tad faster than usual. It couldn't be a bear, not this early, not with such a deliberate gait. A flash of movement caught my eye, and I saw it. A creature unlike any I'd ever encountered in my years as a ranger. It was humanoid but reptilian in nature, with a slithering grace that seemed almost serpentine. The sun rays pierced through the canopy, highlighting the emerald scales that covered its body, giving it an eerie, almost luminescent glow. Its eyes were the color of sulfur, unblinking and predatory as they fixed on me. My hand trembled as I reached for the radio, thumb poised on the call button. But before I could utter a single syllable, the creature lunged, instinct took over, and I drew my gun, firing two shots at the air. The creature froze for a second, then bolted into the underbrush, disappearing as swiftly as it had appeared. The echoes of the gunshots reverberated through the forest, the birds silenced by the sudden noise. Breathing heavily, I stumbled backwards, eyes scanning the area for any sign that it may return. The silence was deafening, punctuated only by the pounding of my own heart. I had to report this, but doubt clouded my mind. Who would believe a story of a reptilian humanoid in the heart of Yosemite? The creature's tracks were easy to follow, a clear path that disturbed leaves and snapped twigs leading deeper into the forest. Adrenaline surged through my veins as I set off in pursuit, the cold metal of my gun offering a semblance of comfort. The forest grew denser, the trail narrowing as it led me closer to the lake. The air grew damp, the scent of water and decaying foliage thickened with every step. The lake emerged through the trees, a mirrored surface reflecting the early morning light. On the opposite bank, the tracks led to a small clearing where the creature had stopped. The earth was trampled, as if it had been pacing, perhaps contemplating crossing the water or waiting for prey. I approached cautiously, my boots squelching in the mud. A twig snapped under my weight, and my head whipped around. Nothing. The forest held its breath, and for a moment, I considered retreating. But curiosity and duty gnawed at me. I had to know more. I had to ensure there was no one else who would fall prey to this thing. Crouching, I studied the tracks as they grew fainter near the water's edge. It seemed to have vanished into the lake, leaving no trace to its exit. I stood, feeling a chill that had nothing to do with the temperature. The lake's surface rippled gently, almost as if to mock me. With a deep sigh, I holstered my gun and reached for my radio. It was time to call in the cavalry. This was no ordinary animal encounter. This was something else entirely. Back at the ranger station, I recounted my story to my skeptical colleagues. When they arrived at the lake, armed and ready for action, their expressions a mix of concern and skepticism. We spread out, searching the surrounding area, but found no evidence of the creature's presence other than the tracks I'd shown them. They whispered amongst themselves, glancing at me with sideways looks that suggested I may have imagined the whole thing. Maybe I had. Maybe the solitude of the job had finally gotten to me. The decision was made to bring in a dive team to search the lake's murky depths. It was a slow process, one that would take hours, if not days. The creature was clever, and I had no doubt it would be long gone by the time the divers arrived. I felt a gnawing frustration in my gut. We needed to find it before it could harm anyone, but the woods had swallowed it whole. As we waited for the reinforcements, I couldn't shake the feeling that the creature was watching us. It had left no tracks, leaving no signs of its retreat from the water, but I knew it was there, lurking below the surface. The lake's calm facade was a deceptive mask, and the creature was playing a game of patience. We had disturbed its home, and it was biding its time, waiting for the right moment to strike again. The sun climbed higher into the sky, casting a warm glow on the lake, painting it a serene blue. Yet the beauty of the scene was marred by the looming sense of danger. The creature was a chilling anomaly of this otherwise pristine wilderness, and until we found it, none of us were safe. The whirl of approaching helicopter blades cut through the air, signaling the arrival of the dive team. I briefed them quickly, my voice tight with tension. They nodded, understanding the gravity of the situation, though I could see the doubt in their eyes. They donned their gear, and one by one, they disappeared into the lake's surface, leaving me and the other rangers to keep vigil from the shore. The hours dragged on. The tension in the air, thick with the shadows, grew longer. The lake remained a silent witness to our fears, revealing nothing of the creature's whereabouts. The forest, too, was quiet, holding its secrets close. I couldn't help but feel that we were being toyed with, that the creature was watching us, biding its time until the cover of darkness fell. And when it did, the true hunt would begin. The first diver surfaced, shaking his head. No sign of anything out of the ordinary. The second followed, echoing his sentiments. But the third,
A young woman with a steely resolve emerged with a look of horror etched onto her face. She pointed to the depths, her voice trembling as she spoke into the radio.
"We found something down there. It's not natural. It's not what we expected."
My heart skipped a beat. The creature was real, and it was in the lake, just as I had feared. The serene surface bellied the horror lurking below, and it was now only a matter of time before we faced it again. The quiet beauty of the park was shattered, replaced by an impending sense of dread. We were no longer the protectors of the land. We had become the hunted. Jim had worked the graveyard shift at the Yosemite National Park's ranger station for the past 6 years. He knew every inch of the land like the back of his hand, and he had seen his fair share of wildlife. But what he saw as he locked up at the end of his shift that night made him doubt everything he thought he knew. The moon was high, casting long shadows across the empty parking lot. The night was still, not a leaf stirring in the cool summer breeze. Jim's boots crunched on the gravel as he made his way to his patrol truck. The only light came from the single bulb above the door, and even that one was flickering, ready to give out at any minute. As he reached for the handle, a sudden movement in the corner of his eye made him freeze. He squinted into the darkness, his heart racing. At first, he couldn't make out what it was. Just a blur of motion, too fast to be any known animal. And then it emerged from the shadows, a creature that looked like it had stepped out of a nightmare. On all fours, it had the body of a human, but there was something fundamentally wrong with it. It was as if someone had peeled back the layers of reality to reveal something raw and unnatural. The creature's muscles and bones were exposed, gleaming in the moonlight. Its eyes, if they were eyes, were two dark pits that seemed to bore into his soul. It was a horror that defied description, a vision that would haunt him for the rest of his life. The creature's movements were eerily silent, despite its size. It didn't even seem to cast a shadow as it prowled closer to him. Jim fumbled for his flashlight, his hand shaking. He clicked it on and pointed the beam at the creature, expecting it to dart away like any other nocturnal animal would. But it didn't. Instead, it stopped, as if caught in the act, and turned its head towards Jim. Jim's body ran cold. It was looking at him, studying him, and he could feel the weight of its gaze. He took a step back, his hand tightening on the flashlight. It was then that he realized the creature was not just moving fast, it was moving with a purpose, and that purpose was coming closer to him with every passing second. The creature's skin, or lack thereof, was a sickly pale color, almost luminescent. Its features were distorted, as if it was a sculpture that had been squished and stretched out of shape. Jim's mind raced, trying to make sense of what he was seeing. It didn't fit any category that he knew of, bear, mountain lion, or even the legendary Bigfoot. This was something else entirely. The creature took another step forward, its mouth open in what could only have been a snarl or a sniff. Jim's hand hovered over the holster of his gun, but he didn't draw it yet. He wasn't sure if a bullet would even do anything to this thing. He had heard campfire tales and whispers of the natives, but no one ever thought he would actually encounter one. A skinwalker. The thought sent a chill down his spine. According to the legends, these creatures were shapeshifters, powerful beings that could take the form of any animal or something in between. They were not to be trifled with, not to be hunted. Jim had always dismissed the stories as folklore, a way for tourists to add a little thrill to their hikes. But now, faced with the reality of it, he wasn't so sure. The creature paused, tilting its head as if listening. Its eyes remained locked on him, unblinking. Jim could hear his own breath, loud and ragged in his ears. He didn't dare take another step. He had to decide what to do, and quickly. If he made a wrong move, he had no doubt that this creature could be on him in an instant. The silence grew thicker, wrapping around them like a dense fog. Jim's mind was racing, trying to come up with a plan. He knew that running would only make things worse. Predators chased prey, and if that thing was a skinwalker, he had no idea what it was capable of. Slowly, painfully so, he began to back away from the creature. He took one step, then another, never taking his eyes off it. The creature didn't move, just watching him with that unnerving gaze. His hand was still on his gun, but his mind was screaming at him to just get in the truck and drive. As he reached the driver's side, the creature took a sudden leap. Jim's instincts kicked in, and he flung the door open and dove inside. He slammed the door shut just as the creature's claws scraped against the metal. The truck rocked back with an impact, and he heard a low growl that seemed to resonate with his very bones. His heart hammered, he fumbled with the keys and started the engine. The creature was at the window now, peering in at him with those dark, empty eyes. He threw the truck into reverse and floored it, the tires screeching as he backed away. The skinwalker kept pace, keeping up with the truck's speed, its eyes never leaving him. Jim's mind was in overdrive as he sped down the park road. He had to report this. No one would believe him, of course. Not at first. But he had evidence. His heart was racing so fast, he could feel it in his throat. He had to get back to the station, get this on record. He couldn't let this creature harm anyone else. He glanced in the rearview mirror. The creature was gone. Vanished into the night as quickly as it had appeared. Jim let out a shaky breath and gripped the steering wheel tighter. He knew he had to be careful. If this was indeed a skinwalker, it was not an enemy to be underestimated. As he drove, the adrenaline slowly drained from his body, leaving him feeling cold and weak. He knew that this encounter was just the beginning. The creature had marked him, made him aware of its presence. And now, he was a part of its world, whether he liked it or not. The story of the skinwalker in the Yosemite parking lot began to spread like wildfire amongst the rangers. Some were skeptical, others excited by the prospect of a real-life cryptid in their midst. Jim, however, was haunted by the memory of those eyes, the way they seemed to look right through him. He knew that he had to find out more about what he had seen, for his sake, and for the sake of the unsuspecting visitors to the park.